The Federal Reserve's rate decisions, a crucial moment for private equity? As the Federal Reserve gears up for its meeting on July 30 to 31, all eyes are on potential shifts in interest rates. For months, the Fed has maintained rates between 5.25% and 5.50% to curb inflation while fostering economic growth. The upcoming meeting is not expected to bring a rate cut, but analysts are optimistic about a potential reduction in September if economic indicators continue to improve. The impact on private equity. Private equity, PE, firms are susceptible to interest rate changes due to their reliance on borrowing for buyouts and operational funding. High interest rates have made borrowing more expensive, complicating dealmaking and squeezing profit margins. A potential rate cut could alleviate these pressures, making debt cheaper and deals more attractive. Cost of capital and valuations. Interest rates directly influence the cost of capital for private equity firms. Lower rates reduce borrowing costs, which can significantly enhance the internal rate of return, IRR, on investments. Additionally, lower rates increase the present value of future cash flows, leading to higher valuations for target companies. This dynamic can make acquisitions more financially viable and appealing. Exit strategies and fundraising. A lower interest rate environment also benefits PE firms when exiting investments. Potential buyers find it easier to finance acquisitions, increasing the demand for PE-owned companies. This can lead to more lucrative exits through sales or initial public offerings, IPOs. Furthermore, lower rates make PE investments more attractive to institutional investors seeking higher returns in a low-yield environment, thereby boosting fundraising efforts. Navigating the current landscape. Despite the potential benefits of a rate cut, the Fed has kept rates steady throughout 2024, forcing PE firms to adapt their strategies. Higher borrowing costs have led to more conservative valuations and cautious dealmaking. Given the higher cost of debt and tighter lending conditions, firms are scrutinizing potential acquisitions more closely. Leverage and financing. Leverage is crucial in PE deals, and higher interest rates increase debt service costs. This affects the leverage ratios firms can handle and the prices they can pay for acquisitions. In 2024, PE firms have faced tighter lending conditions, making highly leveraged deals less attractive. Lenders are demanding stricter terms, further complicating the financing landscape for PE transactions. Strategic adjustments. In response to the challenging interest rate environment, some PE firms are turning to creative financing solutions such as sale-leaseback transactions. This strategy allows firms to unlock capital in real estate assets, providing liquidity for other investments. Additionally, firms focus on operational improvements and value creation within their portfolio companies to drive returns. The road ahead. James Tannehill, president at Plaquemines Holdings, stated, "High rates have been tough for private equity, but lower rates could create new opportunities. Managers are focusing on creating value and improving operations to succeed." While the anticipation of a rate cut in September brings hope, PE firms must remain agile and prepared for various scenarios. The memory of unsustainably low interest rate environments has led some in the industry to overestimate the impact of a small rate cut. However, the psychological boost from even a minor reduction could spur renewed optimism and deal activity. As the Federal Reserve's decisions continue to shape the economic landscape, private equity firms must balance cautious optimism with strategic adaptability. Whether rates remain high or begin to decline, the ability to navigate these shifts will be crucial for seizing opportunities and driving growth in the evolving market. About us. Plaquemines are super efficient organisms that are self-sustaining, highly coordinated, operate systematically, and produce therapeutic compounds. Plaquemines Holdings takes its approach from this model, building on three generations of experience and applying it to the company's PH serves. Based in New York and with a team of experienced investment professionals committed to operational excellence, PH partners with private equity sponsors and entrepreneurs to unlock growth and drive long-term success. For more information, visit plaquemines.com. Written by James Tannehill, president of Plaquemines Holdings LLC and contributor to Plaquemines Global Insights.